Peter Banna, brought to you by Tapman's Towing, the most trusted towing and roadside service in downstate Illinois. Call 328-2424 for Tapman's Towing.
Want to put another star on the flag? I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Democrats in the House plan to vote today on a bill making Washington, D.C. the 51st state. President Biden has said he supports it.
That White House support is one key difference, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says, from when the Democratic-led House passed the same measure last Congress.
Secondly, we have a Majority Leader of the United States Senate who says he wants to see this bill passed.
But the prospects for D.C. statehood are dim in the 50-50 divided Senate. Republican leaders warn of a power grab to tilt the balance of power with two new Senate seats that would likely be held by Democrats. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
India sets a daily record for new coronavirus cases in one country, more than 314,000.
Until today, the unwanted record was held by the U.S. This man in New Delhi says his son was just turned away from a hospital because it had no oxygen left. Others are out of beds. The surge is blamed variously on new variants, complacency by officials, and a slow vaccination campaign.
Fox's Simon Owen. Johns Hopkins University reports another 842 COVID-19 deaths here in the U.S. yesterday, and President Biden is urging everyone to stay vigilant.
That vigilance means distancing and mask wearing, even though there is a new national baseline to get the shots.
If you are 16 or older, you are now eligible for a free COVID vaccine shot.
The president is even urging employers to give their workers paid time off to get vaccinated, and if needed, recover from it. An American Rescue Plan money will help.
Businesses should know that they can provide it without a hit to their bottom line.
President Biden says what we do in May and June will determine how we celebrate in July. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Human remains are found in the search for an 18-year-old Amish girl who disappeared in Pennsylvania last June. There was an arrest a month later. America's listening to Fox News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797.
A submarine that lost contact off the coast of Bali has about 30 hours of oxygen left, according to the head of Indonesia's Navy. It's believed the sub sank down more than 2,000 feet with 53 crew on board. The Justice Department is investigating the Minneapolis, Minnesota Police Department.
The conviction of former officer Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd, not enough for U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Yesterday's verdict in the state criminal trial does not address potentially systemic policing issues in Minneapolis.
The Department of Justice launching an investigation into possible patterns of unconstitutional or unlawful policing, discriminatory practices, and unlawful force, including during protests.
The Justice Department concludes that there is reasonable cause to believe there is a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing. We will issue a public report.
This federal probe is separate from the previously announced federal investigation into George Floyd's death. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A virtual worldwide climate summit is just getting started on this 51st annual Earth Day.
Earth Day focuses on bringing attention to fighting climate change, ending plastic pollution, and protecting the environment. This year, there are Earth Day live digital events scheduled across the country, highlighted on an interactive map at earthday.org. Official Earth Day events run parallel to the Biden administration's virtual climate summit, which is happening today and tomorrow. The White House says 40 world leaders have been invited to the summit, and they represent 17 of the countries responsible for 80% of the global emissions and global GDP.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Bill making February 26th Johnny Cash Day is passed unanimously by the Arkansas legislature, and Governor Asa Hutchinson plans to sign it. Cash was born in 1932 in Kingsland, Arkansas. His birthday will be on the books as a memorial day, not a legal holiday. Stock futures are flat ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Thursday morning, it's ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. This message brought to you by the state of Illinois. The vaccine to protect against COVID-19 now available to all Illinoisans. Get yours for free at over 1,000 sites across the state. Appointments go fast, so expect a brief wait. The end of the pandemic is in sight. Do your part. Find out more, coronavirus.illinois.gov. And as we've told you, Campustown Urgent Care has got a lot of Moderna and Pfizer. CampustownUrgentCare.com. Are you on to book your appointment? Let's check weather, Diane Ducey.
Looking good. Sunshine to start. We've got a high of 56 expected today. 39 our low into the evening tonight. Up to 58 tomorrow. A few more clouds and then some showers could come our way late with a low 48. 57 on Saturday with rainy conditions. Partly cloudy Sunday with a high 60, low 43. 33 now, ESPN 93.5.
All right, off and running. Lots to talk about. Will Washington, D.C. become our first 51st state? There's been thought that maybe we let Chicago go on its own and be 52nd state, although they'd yield two more Democratic senators and more Congress that are Democrats, so maybe not. Anyway, we'll see if they can get the thing passed through the Senate. The House is going to vote on it today, meaning they'll pass it. Nancy Pelosi's House will pass that. A little more on that as we go. Okay, so the shooting of the 15-year-old in Columbus, Ohio. She had a knife in her hand, was about to stab the young girl in the face. Police shot her. LeBron James tweets out a picture of the white officer and says, "You're next." Where does that one go? We'll talk about that, and we'll also give you some of the media reports that were inaccurate, flat out wrong about that shooting. Political analyst Audria Taylor-Decker. Audria, how are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you. I'm doing good.
Good to have you back. All right. Odds of Washington, D.C. becoming the 51st state in the union.
Yeah, well, they have tremendous support right now in the House with 215 co-sponsors. They have 44 co-sponsors in the Senate, but it's going to be much tougher to get through in the Senate. So we expect it to pass in the House today, but to be an uphill battle in the Senate for it to pass there. They need 60 votes because of the filibuster. So likely this is just another move to try to put pressure on those remaining Democrats to go ahead and lift the filibuster.
Yeah, they get rid of the filibuster. They need 50 plus Vice President Harris. And then there's
That's right. There's
Joe Manchin, whose wife was appointed by Joe Biden just a few weeks ago to a convenient position in the federal government, which looked like a real pay to play. I don't know what the future is in all this, Audria, but it looks like they're trying to shove all this down our throat quickly before the midterms.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's very clear that Democrats have had a theme since they've been in power at both the White House and on Capitol Hill, and they're really pushing to shift the playing field here. We've seen this with H.R. 1 and S.1 as it deals with the election system, shifting that in their favor. They want to pack the courts. They're pushing for the Equality Act, which would rob women of opportunities, undermine religious freedom. And what we're seeing with this effort to make D.C. the 51st state is just the latest in a series of events that Democrats are really pushing for more political power. And there's one thing that is standing in their way, and it's the Constitution, and it slows down the power grab from politicians, purposely so. And really, if this bill passes, if H.R. 51 passes to seek to make D.C. the 51st state, it would violate the 23rd Amendment. And legal experts on both sides of the aisle have said that this is going to end up in the courts.
You mean that old, outdated document? Is that what you call the Constitution, Andrea?
That's right. And sadly, so many of our politicians are simply ignoring it. They think that they can trample right past it, right over it. And that's just not true. The 23rd Amendment was passed in 1961, and it actually gives the district electoral votes for the office of president. The problem is that this bill would shrink the federal district of D.C. from 68 square miles to just 2 square miles. So the only residence that would reside within that is the White House, which means whoever is occupying the White House, whether they be a Republican or a Democrat, would have Electoral College votes. That's simply absurd. I think we would all agree. But to ratify the 23rd Amendment, we need three-fourths of the states to vote. And already 22 Republican attorney generals have come out opposing this legislation, saying it's unconstitutional and saying they would not ratify this.
Okay, well, we'll see. I know it's a long shot legally, but I'm not sure legal matters as much as it used to 5 years ago. Things are changing right before our eyes. So we'll see. But if they get rid of the filibuster, it's game on for about everything they want to do. And Joe Manchin, I got the tape. Well, I am not voting for the... Okay, Joe, calm down. It's okay. West Virginia's a great state. But yeah, you always line up with the Democrats. So I don't know. It's dangerous city if they get rid of the filibuster, Andrea.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Manchin and Sinema are the only ones really standing in his way right now. And like you said, every time Democrat leadership has put pressure on Manchin, he has caved. So it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. I think the pressure is only mounting. And sooner rather than later, we're going to have an answer on whether or not they're going to repeal the filibuster.
What happened to good old Joe? I mean, I tend to empathize and think that, he's simply reading words, but he is the president. He was supposed to be good old moderate Joe Biden. This is the Bernie Sanders agenda. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we can see that the far leftist fraction of the Democratic Party really seems to be running the show. Now, as you said, this is not moderate Joe Biden. And as we look at this issue of making D.C. a state, it's interesting. Every president has really come out that making D.C. a state is unconstitutional. The Office of Legal Counsel has always said that. Obama's Office of Legal Counsel even said that. It was Eric Holder in his administration who said, oh, no, we're going to blow right past this. I don't care if we take it to court. And so they did push the issue forward. But President Obama's Office of Legal Counsel and every other president's Office of Legal Counsel has said that this is unconstitutional. And so, absolutely, what we're seeing right now is the far leftist fraction of the party really running the show.
Well, I mean, again, you've got, this feels totally a Barack Obama administration to me. It got Susan Rice. You got factions that are, left over from Obama's administration. And they've got control of Joe Biden or Joe Biden. Again, I cannot think that Joe Biden has a whole lot to know what's going on Thursday today. I think he's kind of told, and he kind of agrees, and he kind of reads it. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think it's very concerning. Americans have seen the media footage. We've heard his responses, his slip-ups. It's very concerning. And so I think we have to look to the powers that be that are in Congress, and their agenda has been very clear, and it's to shift the playing field of power in their favor. And H.R. 51 would give them two new Senate seats, one new seat in the House, and that's what they want. And so they're pushing it through regardless of the fact that it would violate the 23rd Amendment and cause a very complicated legal challenge.
Andrea Taylor-Decker, how do people connect with you?
Yeah, would love to connect with people at Twitter at Audrea_Taylor and connect with people there. Thanks so much.
You bet. Nice meeting you. Thanks for being on. Audrea Taylor-Decker from Dallas this morning, a political analyst, ESPN 93.5. We check your morning sports headlines now, coming up on 7:14.
Well, in that NJCAA tournament, Parkland moves on. Allie Lindemann learning some great coaching skills from her dad, Mike. 50-40 was the final over Union County
50
College.
50-40?
Yeah, it was low scoring.
A little defensive battle going on
it
there.
It sure was.
Okay.
Happening in North Carolina Friday at 6. Now, Parkland will face Lakeland College. So even though that's just down in Mattoon,
yeah,
it's North Carolina where the tournament's taking on for the semifinals. Way to go, Cobras. We had the Nationals beating the Cardinals 1-0 yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap now.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday in Washington, D.C., the Cardinals dropped a 1-0 game The pitching, though, was very good on both sides. Carlos Martinez turned in his best outing so far.
He was outstanding. Carlos had everything working, but so did Max Scherzer. A lot of strikeouts for Scherzer, a lot of ground balls and pop-ups for Carlos Martinez, but they matched each other. Unfortunately, Carlos on the short end of the stick, as the Cardinals just could not score a run. They had a couple of opportunities with the bases loaded and could not come up with a big hit.
The Cardinals left the bases loaded in the first inning against Scherzer. They left the bases loaded in the eighth inning while facing Daniel Hudson.
Really, the best thing the Cardinals did have, though, is the good pitching. 2 days in a row now with Wainwright going deep, Martinez going deep, an off day, and they'll have a very rested bullpen.
The Cardinals finished the road trip going 2-4, and now the Reds are in beginning tomorrow night.
Three tough customers as far as the pitching on the Reds side. They're going to have a hard time with Sonny Gray. He's one of the game's best when he's right.
And their time tomorrow night, 6:20.
I really like the look of this year's Cardinals team, but there's another lineup that has never let me down. It's the lineup of stories that Cardinals Magazine delivers every single issue. If you want to get the most out of following the Cardinals, Cardinals Magazine brings it with the perfect mix of inside information and personal player stories. Start a subscription at cardinals.com/magazine or call 314-345-9000. Cardinals Magazine, it's all here.
Chicago White Sox in Cincinnati was pushed to another day due to the cold, snowy conditions. And they've got Texas coming up. And we've got the Cubs with a big win over the Mets, 16-4, including hits from Baez.
Baez drives one in the air, deep left field. This could be another grand slam. It is. Ron Coomer, you were just talking about Baez and his career grand slams. He has just added to the total. He now has 6.
Awesome. It's a 6:40 start over on US 105.9 as that series concludes with the New York Mets. We had the Pacers over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Bulls. Nashville over the Blackhawks 5-4 in overtime. That's sports. Diane Ducey.
Okay, Rick says it's fairly obvious that Joe is just a figurehead, Joe Biden, just a figurehead puppet, makes a presentation to the American public. He has very limited input. Feel our country's in serious trouble. It's hard to believe that you'd have a president with very little serious input, but I can't imagine the book you can write about how things are working behind the scenes if it's ever revealed. But you got an older guy that we're all headed older. We're all getting older. And I think it was a brilliant move to put Joe Biden as the candidate as opposed to Bernie Sanders, because America might not have gone for what they thought was a far left agenda. And you got Joe Biden, good old Joe, moderate Joe, and all of a sudden, it's a far-left agenda. And you go, wait a minute, do we think Joe Biden would be this far-left, this radical?
That's right. Robert had said, will Puerto Rico be our next state?
Maybe. I mean, they're talking first Washington and then maybe Puerto Rico. And if they get rid of the filibuster, they can add 4 liberal judges to the Supreme Court, which would essentially mean now it's a political body versus a judicial one. And it's supposed to be nonpartisan and all that, bipartisan and... We'll see. We'll see the direction. But, you know, midterms are just a year from November. People will be starting their campaigns in January. And we'll see what happens if the Democrats can get, the far left, rather, can get to the finish line before the midterms, get that done. All right. 7:18. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast. And brought to you this morning by American Eagle Auto Glass, Auto Glass Repair, Auto Glass Replacement, Mobile Windshield Repair, AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
Sunny to start, maybe a few clouds into the afternoon. Winds as high as 20 miles per hour. Today's high 56, down to 39 into the evening tonight. Lots of folks still covering up their delicate vegetation coming out of yesterday's freeze warning. We've got late showers into the forecast late tomorrow, and then on Saturday with a high around 58 expected, down into the mid-40s at night. Partly cloudy with a high 60 by Sunday. Sunday. 33 now on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, I got a Stever. This is the program where I give you my money and you spend it on stuff and you keep the stuff. It's a program that is free that we don't quite understand why. If you're not a member, you're not a member. Go Stever.com to join. We will let you know what this offer is in just moments. John Decker, ace journalist, standing by near the White House. We've got a lot to cover with terrific, great television's John Decker. That'll also be just moments away. Mm-hmm. Coming up on 720.
There's a lot to look forward to. Growing your family. Opening your own business. Retiring to travel. Leaving your legacy. Busey Bank knows there's a lot of planning along the way. Busey is here to help you celebrate your life's milestones by putting your money to work. Learn more at Busey.com with thoughtful advice, trusted resources, and proven results. Busey's right beside you. Learn more at Busey.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
AT&T is selling more higher-priced smartphones and saw some recovery in its Warner Media business in the recent quarter. Its earnings were stronger than a year ago and were better than forecast. American Airlines shares are higher after its quarter showed dramatic improvement from a year ago. American continues to lose millions of dollars a day, and it lost $1 billion in the recent quarter, though that's nearly half of the losses it saw a year ago. Both Southwest Airlines and Alaska Air's quarters were better than expected. Credit Suisse Group shares are slumping, down more than 6%. The European banking giant says it will issue new shares to raise money after losses from a hedge fund and financial firm wiped out its strong first quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me every Monday and Friday as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Let me tell you about Bob and Alicia. They had dreams of moving to Mahomet, had friends, people. They made an offer on a home they really wanted. Sometimes you get emotional, say, but they needed to sell their current home. So they made a contingent on selling their current home in St. Joe. They had listed that and had it up, and just nothing happened. 75 days later, they still didn't have the current home sold, which meant they couldn't move forward to buy that home in Mahomet they wanted. Well, they took a breath, they hit the reset, they found Nate Evans and the Nate Evans group and his team, and they helped. They helped them get their dream home, and they got their St. Joe home sold for $415,000, which is a pretty darn good number, and they got it done in 10 days.
And Nate's effective marketing could get you up to $15,000 over the list price in some cases. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty getting those immediate cash offers. And you make these decisions, you want to move on it. And maybe you've got yourself pre-approved with all the financial institutions that you need to do everything you need. So that's why Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group is who I recommend. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's 217-239-7113. Nate Evans with that Coming Soon program, also helping sellers, giving them an opportunity to get their property in front of more eyes than anyone else. Online, it's nateevansgroup.com. That's nateevansgroup.com. Start packing.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Mattress savings are in bloom at Ashley Home Store. The spring semi-annual mattress sale is going on now. Save up to $400 on select mattresses with the purchase of a new bed. Or get 0% interest for 72 months on select Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest black mattresses starting at $24 per month. Plus, get up to $300 in Ashley cash or receive up to a $200 MasterCard rewards card. Ashley Home Store. This is home.
Summer is right around the corner. Make sure to stop into Game Day Spirit this spring and check out their great selection of Illini merchandise. Shop polos, tanks, crops, tees, and more, all from great brands such as Tommy Bahama, Champion, and Nike. With new styles arriving daily, there's something for every Illini fan. Shop at Game Day Spirit at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or 24/7 online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
All right, no sooner did we have the verdict in Minneapolis for the three guilties for Derek Chauvin, the police officer who put a knee on George Floyd's neck. No sooner did that happen than a shooting in Columbus, Ohio, involving young girls, 15-year-old Makila Bryant.
I'll look it up.
Makia Bryant.
Makia Bryant is this was this 15-year-old, and so she's in this fight with another girl. And it is stunning to me, even in Champaign-Urbana, the amount of girl fights I heard about at middle school. I mean, it's not boy fights, it's girl fights.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Anyway.
And this one involved a knife, right?
The police officer arrived and saw Makila Bryant with a knife. There's a picture all over the place this morning of her holding a knife in her right hand and about to stab another girl. So the officer that was on the scene shot and killed her. And there's outrage about that. Now, what you listen for here in these clips from the other networks is how they're portraying this.
Makila Bryant, a 16-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio, called the police for help. An officer was on the scene, and in 22 seconds, he shot her dead.
What if it were a member of your family, your neighbor, in a teenage fight, a schoolyard fight?
A schoolyard fight with a knife?
So many other black people will face similar fates. The police will not exercise discretion, will not use a reduced sense of engagement to preserve black life.
Okay, so I don't know what the officer should have done. I guess let it go and let the stabbing begin. I don't know what police are. I'm serious. What do they do? Taser? Non-lethal? I'm just not sure. Young girl had a knife. So, again, what is the policing there? You just don't go? I said it was a schoolyard fight. Jen Psaki, White House spokesperson.
The killing of 16-year-old Makila Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic. She was a child. We know that police violence disproportionately impacts black and Latino people in communities, and that black women and girls, like black men and boys, experience higher rates of police violence. Our focus is on working to address systemic racism and implicit bias head on, and of course to passing laws and legislation that will put much needed reforms into place at police departments around the country.
All right, so reform that for me. What are you to do if you go and you have less than a second, maybe a half a second to make a decision, and you see a young girl with a knife about to stab another young girl, and let it go? I don't know. I mean, use discretion. There's nothing else he could have done to stop it besides shoot her. She had deadly weapon in her hand about to stab a girl. Let it go, I guess. Or don't go at all. Don't go to the call at all. Former law enforcement official Brandon Tatum on Laura Ingraham last night. He's an African-American retired police officer.
Well, Laura, thank you for having me on, and thank you for showing a highlight tape of the dumbest people on planet Earth. All of these people should be ashamed of themselves coming out lying on this police officer and also lying on that girl. That girl had a knife in her hand, and she was getting ready to stab another young black girl in the face. She wasn't just swinging a knife. She was going to stab the girl in the face, and she was fatally shot. Officers have every right to use deadly force against another person to protect the life of another individual. These people want there to be hatred and evilness in our country. They want police officers to be demonized. They want police officers in the public to have conflict so they can continue to get better ratings. They can continue to get reelected to keep promising the public something they can never deliver on.
They seem almost disappointed, do they not, Brandon, when the facts don't exactly match up with an easier narrative to perhaps vilify the police, whether it's the skin color of one of the people involved or whether it was a weapon involved. They actually seem disappointed, and so they just stick with the lie.
Right. They either have a meltdown or they completely lie about it because it makes them look like hypocrites. I really am sick and tired of listening to these people get on TV with no accountability. They are flat out lying and stoking violence in our communities. And I hate to say this, but these black leaders are equally as ignorant as the people that you showed at the beginning of the show, because they are pushing an agenda that hurts them. This is not hurting white people. This is making other black people become more violent, feel like that their lives are endangered by police, which is a myth, and they're going to end up getting hurt and ended up dying and not having patrols in their communities, which makes their communities more violent. This is not hurting white people. This is hurting black people, and it's perpetuated by a lot of black leaders.
Yeah, LeBron James tweeting out a picture of the officer and saying, you're next with an hourglass? Wow. I mean, what if somebody finds this officer and kills him? You don't want to incite stuff like that. Remember, half the people you're talking to are mentally ill. So it's again, a situation where, again, the facts are not even close to all being out. But, again, when it comes to policing, I don't know what the solution is. You just don't go. You don't pull people over. You don't engage. You don't run down an alley after anybody. You just don't do it. If you're a police officer, you're counting your time till you can retire or leave or change vocations. But why would you want to do this work? You're just this feeling like police officers wake up every day trying to get somebody of color. It's not true. It's a lie. And it's hurting our country big time. Big time. It is a lie. Okay, news next. John Decker live near the White House. Stand by. Lots more to cover. You're welcome to text in your thoughts. You can Facebook message us or 217-359-2255. You have any thoughts? Mm-hmm. I'm Stevie J. It's Thursday morning. It's 7:30. Time for your Fox News update.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu.
The United States isn't waiting. We are resolving to take action.
President Biden opening his virtual climate summit this morning, urging dozens of world leaders to take part and step up and fight climate change. Meanwhile, some pushback here at home.
Republicans have charged the Biden administration's climate diplomacy will only lead to the U.S. ceding ground on other issues to secure vague emissions commitments from countries like China and Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken disputes that point and says progress on climate change does not represent a pass on bad behavior that's important to U.S. national security.
Fox's Rich Edson. And claims for first-time jobless benefits last week coming in well below expectations. 547,000. That's a drop from the prior week, 576,000. America's listening to Fox News.
My friends, I'm glad you're listening. The Stever offer today from our good friends at Spring Green, your neighborhood lawn care team. This is the program where I hand you my money, you spend it, and you keep the stuff. Today it's lawn care. Do you want to drive home and have that plush green lawn?
Yeah.
Cover of the magazines. Oh, yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Tell you what, I'll take care of $250 in lawn care from Steve Imke, JT Warmbier, and the great team at Spring Green, your neighborhood lawn care team. They are the best. All you have to do to have a shot at this, in fact, I'm going to do $1,000 worth today. So I'll do four people.
Okay.
Text me Spring Green to have a shot. You can't be a current customer of Spring Green. Got to be a new person looking for new people.
Okay.
If you want that green plush, get rid of those darn weeds. 217-359-2255. Text in Spring Green if you are interested in today's offer.
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Here we go. White House correspondent Gray, the owner and producer of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren, that John's on a lot. Gray Television's John Decker near the White House. John!
Stevie, how are you doing? Happy Thursday to you. Great to be on your show today. Hope you're having a great week so far.
Great to have a great journalist on the radio, one that you would never know who he votes for, which is exactly the litmus test I put all my journalists through. John Decker. Okay, we begin with Washington, D.C. You are the only lawyer and reporter journalist in Washington, D.C. Will this get through? It's going through the House today to be the 51st state for Washington, D.C. Will it get through a Senate that would have to get rid of a filibuster rule and get to 51?
No, it won't. You don't have the votes for that, Stevie. And so the same thing, it's like Groundhog's Day, because this particular piece of legislation to make the District of Columbia the 51st state also passed the House of Representatives last year, passed the House of Representatives this year, just a few weeks ago, and now it heads over to the Senate, and I don't think the votes are there. And as a result, I don't think you're going to see any change as it relates to our flag. You're not going to see any change as it relates to the voting rights, essentially, for the 700,000 citizens who make up the District of Columbia.
If you can get rid of the filibuster, it's Katie barred the door, right? I mean, that's what they...
Well, not necessarily. I don't think that all 50 senators who are Democrats would necessarily be on board, getting the District of Columbia in there for the 51st state. That's number one. Number two, most importantly, you say getting rid of the filibuster like it's easy. You're not going to get rid of the filibuster because of Joe Manchin. He doesn't want to break the rules as it relates to the U.S. Senate.
Remember that thing we did for your wife, Joe? Remember? Come on, man. She's on that council.
That's right.
We put her on that bureau or advisory something federal that's a cool gig. I don't know.
Yeah. But after that happened, after that appointment was made, which surprised a lot of people, including myself, he wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Post indicating that he will not get rid of the filibuster under any circumstances. So no quid pro quo, as they used to say, under President Trump. And I don't think you're going to see a change in what Joe Manchin says as it relates to changing the filibuster rules, which means, of course, you'd need to get 60 senators to move this legislation forward. You do not have anywhere near 60 votes.
Well, if that's true, and that happens, and if Joe Manchin stands by it, then none of this crazy far-left stuff that so many of us are really truly concerned about, like Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C., packing the court, all these things that would really change the fabric of our country, they won't happen. That's pretty much what you're saying.
It is what I'm saying, and I stand by that. I don't think that... this effort, which won't even hit the floor of the House, to expand the size of the U.S. Supreme Court is going anywhere. That was made clear by the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. And it was also made clear by one of your senators, Dick Durbin, who said he does not support expanding the size of the U.S. Supreme Court.
All right. Well, I think that's very, very good news for those of us that respect the U.S. Constitution and just kind of want to hang on for a while. All right. So why have vaccinations dropped in America, John Decker?
I think the primary reason is just that reluctance, and for whatever reason, the leaders who represent leaders in their respective communities, whether you're talking about the religious community, churches, whether you're talking about the field of sports, athletes, they have not done enough, I don't think, in terms of getting the people that follow them, that look up to them, to get vaccinated. And so as a result, we see what has happened over the course of the past 7 days, according to the CDC, and that is the number of people being vaccinated daily has decreased 11% over the course of the past week. Not a huge number, but noticeable. And that's the reason why there's just, been a little bit of concern there. Over 200 million vaccinations have been administered. That's a good thing. That does not mean, of course, that 200 million people have been vaccinated. It means that, you had at least one shot. But we're getting there. We're certainly in better shape than a lot of countries around the world, that's for sure.
When do you think? I know it's going to go state by state, and it seems to run blue and red for us here in Illinois as far as, restrictions being lifted. And, we were told one thing, and then it seems to have goalposts kind of moved on us, so to speak. I mean, it changes, and we're all kind of waiting to say, well, I got a vaccination. Why am I wearing a mask? I don't get it.
Right. No, I understand that. And, for me, I've been vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated now. Got the Pfizer vaccine. Fortunately, no side effects. But, the rules are still in place that when I go to the grocery store, still required to wear a mask, and I'm fine with that. If I travel, as you know, if you travel, you're on aboard a flight, you're wearing a mask, and it's a minor inconvenience. But the good thing is, I think, Stevie, is that at least, you know, we're seeing that comeback in terms of travel, a comeback in terms of the leisure industry, in terms of the hospitality industry, restaurants, bars, all of that's coming back. The U.S. economy is bouncing back just like the economist said under President Trump said it would, sort of that V-shaped recovery. And that's great news for America, and it's great news for any country in the world, because America typically has the lead as it relates to a comeback in the global economy.
We really have to open up the restaurants and the bars and the places where these people have barely hung on if they're still in business. So many have been lost because of all of this. And again, it's if you're using the science, which I heard 5 million times, the science in the CDC says, I don't have any corona to spread when I'm vaccinated. That's what's so frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a health expert in any way. I listen to them. So, you know, if the CDC says something or the FDA says something, I generally listen to them like I listen to any healthcare professional. You know, and look, to me, like I said, it's a minor inconvenience. Now, the important thing is that more and more Americans get vaccinated, because once we get up to a certain percentage, I've heard this from many healthcare experts, once we get, you know, above 70% of our country vaccinated, we're at the position where we have that so-called herd immunity, and that's a good thing. That means that, you know, what you're describing, Stevie, can indeed be the case, yeah. Essentially, as it relates to the U.S. anyway, we're in good shape. But it's also important to remember that the rest of the world get vaccinated, and we need to step things up. I don't know if you're aware of this, Stevie, but China has really taken advantage of the situation, the healthcare situation around the world, the pandemic, in the sense that they are supplying their vaccine, the China vaccine, to countries around the world that can't get their hands on Moderna and Pfizer and AstraZeneca. And it's this vaccine diplomacy. They're winning a lot of points with many countries around the world, in Eastern Europe, like Serbia, in South America. And so that's one of the things that the U.S. needs to be very much aware of, because that's one of the things that you'd like to do, is to build up those relations with countries in the world, and China's doing it right now, and we need to catch up in that regard.
Makayla Bryant shot 15-year-old girl, knife-wielding police officer shoots her. LeBron James tweets out a picture of the officer saying, "You're next."
I saw that. Yeah.
When you see, and I played the, before you were on, the clips of the media covering this, it's just not accurate. It's not true. What they are saying about that situation is too soon to know. I can't understand the coverage.
I agree with you 100%. I've seen the video, and this is not what LeBron James tweeted, which he has since deleted that tweet. It's not the same type of situation as we saw with George Floyd. It's nowhere near, you know, that same situation. And you know, look, that's unfortunate. You can't jump to conclusions in these things. You really can't. You know, you can't have a preset narrative that you'd like to see play out before the facts bear themselves out. And I think that's what happened with LeBron James, who, you know, clearly tweeted something before he knew the facts, and I think that's the reason why he deleted that tweet.
I tell you what, though, John, we're in a real new place when we don't lead with content of your character, but rather color of your skin, and I don't know where it leads for America and your coverage and all your work when you really have to have facts before you jump, because it's so sensitive.
Well, it is sensitive, and, you know, I think that people forget these things sometimes. If you're a journalist, you have to remember that. You have to remember that every day when you report on these stories, which have impact. They have impact not only in local communities like Minneapolis, but as we saw with George Floyd, they have impact around the country, and that's the reason why you have to be certain, beyond certain, that you are putting out the facts and not jumping to conclusions and not putting out a preset narrative when you write your stories or report your stories. So important to keep that in mind now.
Not necessary to be first, you have to be right, correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. I've always maintained that. Not necessary to be first, you have to be right. And LeBron James's tweet is indicative of that. Not necessary to jump in with an opinion first on another police shooting with before you knew the facts. And you have to know the facts. I can't imagine myself putting myself in the position of law enforcement in the situation that you described. What would you do? Well, you know, if you're trying to, you know, protect the public. You know, think about what that police officer is thinking about. He's thinking about protecting a life. So that's unfortunate. Again, I hate to see these things play themselves out.
John Decker, you the man. We appreciate you. We'll call you next week.
I look forward to it, Stevie. Have a great day. Great weekend. And we'll talk next week for sure.
John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent. Gray, the owner of owner-producer of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren.
And there was a text in from Paul at 217-359-2255 here at ESPN 93.5. Wonder what LeBron would think if that was his daughter getting ready to be stabbed in the face.
I don't know what you do if you're law enforcement in that situation. This, now, keep in mind, this is a fight. You see the still picture of the young lady with a knife in her right hand about ready to lunge.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the police, you've got half a second. That's not very long. If you get a stopwatch and you click it and it goes half a second, you have to decide to shoot or not shoot. And then if this woman is stabbed in the face and she has lifetime surgeries and she survives, you didn't do anything. Do your job. Okay, what do I do? I don't think you answer the call. I don't think you pull people over. I don't think you... I mean, a police officer, if they have a radar gun on a car half a mile away, they don't know the color of your skin. But if the car passes by going 90 in a 55, do you pull them over? I don't think you engage, do you?
It's too bad that we're talking about so many people breaking the laws that make our country free and organized and that we have to think twice about correcting.
No, listen.
I don't.
Diane, nobody's going to do this. No police officer is going to put their family at risk to be accused of something they're not. The police are standing around going, this isn't accurate. They're depicting me as a monster, and that isn't true. How many law enforcement people do we have on the radio every month? And what's the number one theme? We're there to help people on not their best day. And what's the picture being drawn by the far, far left? Systemic racism. They're out to hurt people of color. That's a lie. And somebody better say it. What's it doing to the police? They're all looking at the door. How are you going to hire anybody to do this job?
Well, we're just coming into recruiting, coming up here in spring. Matt from Ogden said, I would like to see LeBron retire from basketball and become a police officer in the south side of Chicago and show us all how it's done, since he has all the answers.
That's a great example of you don't push send where you're emotional. It sounded like another person of color shot by another white police officer, and you don't have all the information, and you push send. That's just how that thing works, and you gotta gather your information. This has nothing to do with George Floyd. This is a black on black violence. Maybe you hire all black police officers. I don't know.
Karen and Muhammad sent in a picture of some a posting about Columbus officer shot and killed a black teenager Tuesday afternoon after she attempted to cut two females with a knife, according to officials.
But do you have some people that are on CNN, they're saying it's just a schoolyard brawl. It happens all the time. So let it happen, I guess.
When these things come up, a lot of my circles say, where's the parents in all of this?
Well, we know what happened there. The foundation of the family's been crumbling for decades. So, you know, these kids in Champaign-Urbana, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whenever we were in middle school, the best part of a whole bunch of the kids from Champaign, the best part was 8-3 when there was structure because they had nothing at 301. That's been going on for decades. So the question is, the teachers are now supposed to be like the mentor, guardian. How much does a teacher do besides teaching? now you're involved. Now you got to figure out, well, they've got nothing. You know, somebody's a drug addict. The other person's gone. Drug dealer's their best friend. I mean, what'd the kid do?
What can we do to reinforce families and talk about respecting authority?
Well, you lean on churches. You lean on Boys and Girls Clubs, Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. You lean on the people that can mentor. But boy, do we need help. You're 11 years old, and what do you do? What the heck did you do? And you don't want to be part of that group, but they threaten you. They're going to beat you up if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And then who are you going to tell, because they can't do anything either. And the drug dealer's nice to you, gives you money. I mean, it is the cycle that I don't know how you break it, except, again, I always, mine is divine intervention. Mine's God. I think you go back to that, the values of forgiveness and love and all those things that we're losing. And the kids that don't get anything, I mean, I don't know. It's very, very difficult, but it's a cycle. I mean, again, girl fights, I just never would have thought there'd be so many girl fights in middle school. They were almost every day. And now, you know, you have a girl fight, a 15-year-old. Yes, she was a child. She had a knife, and she was about ready to stab. The stabbing was beginning.
16-year-old.
Okay. All right, area 217-359-2255. You want to text in anything, you're sure welcome. We're in the midst of this, Stever.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
Yep, I'm handing out $250 bills to get Spring Green, your neighborhood lawn care team, the very best in all of Central Illinois, locally owned and operated. They've been around for a long time, and they're really good. So if you would like $250 to Spring Green, by all means, text me.
Mm-hmm.
Text Spring Green to 217-359-2255, and you shall be considered. And I'm going to do four of these, so that's $1,000 that I'm doing here this morning.
Another listener, Muhammad, a friend who's a police officer, posted on Facebook that his young daughter always wanted to be a police officer. Now she's changing her mind.
Would you
they're taking dreams away from her.
Would you encourage that? Would you tell Anna to be a police officer?
No.
Would you tell, you know, Gabby, a military superstar?
Right.
I mean, she knows how to handle weapons.
Yeah.
Who would encourage their child to be in law enforcement right now? Heck no. The only option I see is get the heck out of it. I mean, really, the people that used to run for office aren't running for office anymore because they don't want anything to do with
You're
it.
You're right.
And what does that leave us with? People that shouldn't be in. People that shouldn't be in law enforcement, people that you're going to have to lower standards to find your people. And then you get some bad cops, really bad cops. I mean, listen, we've got a problem if you're tearing down the fabric of the institution of policing. But again, I think the foundation of it all is a lie. You're presuming that police are out to harm people of color. I would offer that that's a lie. That is not true. Do you have bad people that shouldn't be cops, that police should police each other? Yes. Should the union stop protecting bad guys? Yes. They got to figure that one out. You got to stop that stuff. And they know it. What do you think a good cop likes bad cops? It messes everything up. Do you think that in a department that a police officer is leery of that guy because he's off the rocker and he shouldn't? Yeah. What do? Well, they got protection. They got this, a brotherhood of that, and you can't do that or you're going to do it. Yeah, it's all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that part needs fixed. Protecting each other because it's a brotherhood and sisterhood. You got bad people. You got to get them out of there. They're all going to mess it up. And you want federal artificial intelligence officers like iRobot? Is that what you want for policing? It's disintegrating before our eyes. We've got to figure this out, and soon. All right, you want all kinds of cool stuff? You got to take a field trip to Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611. They got all that do-it-yourself stuff. You can rent machinery. You can rent bouncy houses for less money.
Outside Spring Park?
Yep. They offer first-class, first-rate service and a whole lot more. Paxton Hardware and Rental in Paxton, Illinois. Scott Allen, the owner. That's the kind of place that carries your stuff to your car. Check them out in Paxton next to the Casey's near downtown Paxton, Illinois.
What a beautiful day with the sunshine. 56 our high, 39 our low into the evening tonight. A few more clouds. Mostly cloudy with a high 57, low 47 as we wrap up the week tomorrow. On Saturday, we're expecting some rain with a high 58, 60. Partly cloudy on Sunday. Just a little tease, 77 Monday, 82 now for Tuesday.
Yeah, how about that?
The last Tuesday we had snow, and this coming Tuesday, 82. 37 now on ESPN
93.5.
We had some chatter about some vaccines, but I just thought, well, you know, maybe we can hit that in the next 15 minutes or so.
Yeah. Suggesting that people on the boards that approve these vaccines own stock. I get it. You know, it's a big money.
There's no accountability.
Yeah, but you've got, you know, presumably the CDC, the FDA, people that we, you know, kind of trust on that line, in that line. But we do have pharmaceuticals who've been criticized for how long now? Ever?
Right.
Because of the gazillions that they make.
And he chimed in about lots of fraud shown in the past.
Well, again, but is it I guess you look at it as vaccines. Have the vaccines been net good, net bad? They've been obviously net good. Polio, smallpox, mumps, measles,
right.
Chicken pox.
Right.
I mean, things that we've eradicated that seem to be making comebacks in some cases because people are refusing vaccinations. And, you know, there probably are side effects for some. I don't know. But as a whole body, are they good? I would say net, they're very good. And I said, for this vaccine, everybody needs to make their own decision. They should not be cajoled into it, not forced into it. Not,
absolutely.
You make your own call, but the other side of that is you got to live with whatever that means.
That's right.
We don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Travel, getting on planes, going to different states. Presumably,
yep.
There won't be a vaccine passport, but that's been bantered around. All right, we will get your news here at the top of the hour. And if you do get COVID, are there some effects that might last? You know, I had meningitis. I was very fortunate that it wasn't the one that killed you.
I remember that chapter.
And it there's just no question that affected my life from the standpoint of brain power.
Yeah.
In the short term, I had a difficult time remembering things. I think there's some of that in coronavirus for some people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that for a moment. And then you've got taxes coming up May 17.
That's right.
For those that are not getting a refund, what does it mean? Do you have to make that deadline? Can you get an extension? Do you have to pay ahead so you don't get more fines? We'll get all those questions answered at the bottom of the next hour. And again, as always, 359-2255. Text me Spring Green if you'd like me to send the best neighborhood lawn care team to your house, and you'll drive home with that. Eventually, it'll take a little time now to work through all your stuff. Just like they did in my yard, it took a little time, but now it's pretty dang good.
Yeah.
So 217-359-2255, text in Spring Green, and you'll be in the running for one of my $250 bills. I'm trying to figure out who to put a face on my $250 bill.
And a new customer is.
Yes, I'm looking for people that
today.
Obviously aren't current customers to help them grow their business with new people because millions have never used Spring Green and they're missing out. But they're pretty dang good. Okay, text me Spring Green, back with Tower 2 next.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company's looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913. You're listening to W.